possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Starting to have a deja vu, Marty. I'm withering in the Ohio heat.
Dude, I've done that two times in the last 3 days. I was at the Bills game Saturday in the sun. I stayed the whole game, right? Jacob was like, this is going to be my last time at Highmark Stadium. I want to stay the whole game. I'm like, absolutely. Well, we were in the sun the whole game, and we were melting. But what a fun afternoon at Highmark Stadium. And then yesterday, the Jim Kelly tournament. So that's 2 out of 3 days where I was in the sun and doing exactly what you're doing right now, which is melting from the inside out.
I'm in the shade, though, and yet, obviously, it's still pretty pronounced. I am, as always, trying to keep it Buffalo related. So yes. Can you come up with a popular Buffalo street name that is actually the name of the lake that I'm sitting next to?
Popular street name.
Downtown that you would have frequented. Nope. Close.
Delaware.
Nope. Just off Delaware.
Just off Delaware. Chippewa.
Yes, Lake Chippewa. I'm on Chippewa Lake.
No way. I was saying that as a joke. Like, I'm like, you're on Chippewa Lake. Okay.
I am on Chippewa Lake.
You know what? That should explain to people that even though I have ventured out on Chippewa quite often in my, that was not like the first thing I thought. I'm getting old. I'm going to be 48 Friday. So Chippewa does not come to mind right away. It's more like the other side streets.
We have some other 40-something birthdays coming up. One's near and dear to the heart. That's before the end of Sabres Live, which right now transitions west where I like to go. And it is the Kings as our team of the day. I have a pointed question here for you to get things started. This is a Kings team that has gone 99-104, 99-105. Four straight exits against the Edmonton Oilers in round number one. Was it a GM problem?
No, I don't think it was a GM problem. Last year, they were very active, right? They traded Pierre-Luc Dubois. They end up getting, you know, Darcy Kemper, which was a big part of their success. They got Warren Fogle, which added to the depth. They got Joel Edmondson on the back end. They made some moves the year before. And despite my criticism of Jim Hiller, like and the experience maybe that was lacking, he had a really good year as a coach. Mm-hmm. I felt like this team was well prepared. They made the moves in the offseason they needed to make, big move with Pierre-Luc Dubois. And they unfortunately for them, they've been running into Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the Oilers every year. And they should have beaten them this year. They
Got,
you know, Quinn Byfield ready to get the puck out of the zone to go up 3-1 in the series. And instead, it gets turned over, and then it's in the back of the net. And, yeah, so they should have beaten them again. So I don't think it was a – did the GM, Rob Blake at the time – make some questionable moves the years before that? Yes. But did he totally redeem himself last summer? I felt like he did. And this team was good last year, really good. But now Kenny Holland comes in, and I'm looking at the summer, the work that he put in. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is all UFA work. He brings in Corey Perry, Yoel Armia, Cody Ceci, Brian Dumoulin, Anton Forsberg. I'm like, is this LA team better than last year? Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're better, but they have the same core guys. And yes, they didn't have Drew Doughty for a lot last year. So maybe if he's healthy and playing well, that makes him better. But I think it's all about they're a good defensive team, and defense seems to put you in a better position than offense in the National Hockey League.
So ask yourself the question again, or allow me to ask it. Are they better? And are they just hoping to avoid Edmonton?
I think, I don't think they are better, but I don't think they're worse. The big thing for me is, can all these players, Kempes and Fiala and Kopitar and Byfield and Laferriere, can they play at the same level they played last year?
Right, because the only one you would say perhaps no, and that would be an insult to a top two king. No, the only one that is questioned is because of age, and it's Kopitar.
Kopitar.
But his body of work is one of the most consistent in NHL history. So
I think he'd be the only one I would say, yeah, I think Kopitar, because he wasn't 90 points. He wasn't like so far up that you don't think he can match it.
He rarely is. He's a 60 to 70 point guy.
Exactly. Kopitar last year, 21 goals, 46 assists, 67 points. Like, if he has 62 points this year, is it a drop off by Kopitar? No. If he gets 65 around there, maybe 70 points, that's great. I don't anticipate him to get to 90, but he was a 90 last year, so it doesn't matter. I have zero concern on Kopitar, but I do have a little bit of concern on Kempe getting 35 again, Fiala getting 35 again, you know, Laferriere getting to 40-plus points again. Like, I've got some concerns there.
Really?
Darcy Kemper should be fine to me. I've always thought he was a good goaltender, and it didn't work in Washington, but really found the support he needed in L.A., I think they're great. Look, you look at their stats. They were 14th in goals for per game, but second in goals against.
Mm-hmm.
They were first in expected goals against, but 19th in expected goals for. They're not an offensive juggernaut. They were 27th on the power play, but 8th on the PK. They are what they are. They are a really solid defensive team. We know when we play the LA Kings, it's like they have the 1-3-1, and that started before even Jim Hiller. They're really, really good defensively.
Todd McClelland
was the guy, yes. But it's a 1-3-1. It's tight defensively, and that goalie responds with that type of play. Washington was a different situation. They weren't as good defensively, but Kemper was good in Colorado, and they had one of the best defensive team. Why? Because they had the puck all the time. LA's different, but they're really good defensively.
You like it when I challenge you, so I won't hold back. Why would you ever have questions about Adrian Kempe? 35, 41, 28, 35, his last four goal-scoring seasons.
So the reason I would have a question about Kempe is that entering last year, the projection was Byfield was going to play the left side with Kopitar and Kempe. Well, Byfield is now playing.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
In the middle, behind Kopitar, ahead of Philippe Deneau. And maybe it's because I like this guy. I like this player. I like Kuzmenko, I think. But is he going to be the guy that's going to be consistent enough to keep Kempe going on the other side of Kopitar? That's where I'm at. Like, I think, like, Byfield, Kopitar, Kempe last year, I thought this is going to be great. And that's not the way it went.
It became Kopitar, Kempe, Kuzmenko is what it became.
Yes.
That was the line after Kuzmenko's arrival, and he's still there for another year. I think the depth is outstanding, and I would, again, with a smile, challenge on Fiala as well, because he is a consistent player. Six consecutive 20-goal seasons, three of the last four have been 29 or more, and Fiala was right in that group of players that we keep referring to in the back half of the season that included Tuck and Thompson and others, Ovechkin, Pasternak.
Yep.
He was one of the top goal scorers, so I don't see any potential for drop-off here.
I'm worried that it could happen. I'm not there's a chance. And Fiala is an enigma to me because he gets criticized. They show his sometimes lack of effort, right? There was a time where he was being criticized for play on the wall or back checks and whatever, but he still produces. Now, in L.A., they play a certain way, and maybe that's going to help him get to be a better all-around player. Maybe the production doesn't need to be as good if he's better all around, but it's a tough division too. The Pacific division is a really tough division when you look at all the teams in there. Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, whatever they're going to be. Anaheim's going to be better. Vegas, it's a tough division. So I think LA can continue on that steady progression. But the guys that we mentioned, Kempe, Fiala, Kuzmenko, they're big key to their success.
I would say this, based on the, it's hard to call it a cycle, or the fact they went 99-104, 99-105. If that pattern was to continue and they went back to 99, would this be a terribly ridiculous statement to make? The Kings could miss the playoffs with 99 points next year.
Yeah, I think that's a ridiculous statement. I don't think
96 is what missed last year.
Yes.
And there are some teams
gets you in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think, look, if the NHL ever gets to a point where a team at 99 points misses the playoffs, I'm going to be knocking on the door of Gary Bettman, the commissioner, and Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner's office, and saying, you need to add an expanded playoff. 99 points should never be in jeopardy of making the playoffs.
Play better.
I just think, like, if the Sabres get 99 points next year and miss, I am going to absolutely lose it. Like, 99 points should not be getting you out of the playoffs. I get it. Maybe, like, what was it? 3-4 years ago, every team in the Eastern Conference made the playoffs with 100-plus points. Mm-hmm. But really, like, the next team was at 92. So 93 would have gotten you in, right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, like, at 100. But 99 should get you in the playoffs. If not, I'm going down to the office in New York City and changing the way the playoffs are.
Well, you're just looking for a free trip. I could spare you the expenses and just tell you to, you know, call or email. But
if there's a concert, we'll make a double feature, trip to the NHL office and a concert.
I got news for you. There's always a concert, and that reminds me.
We're gonna go to Stacy's mom. Stifler's mom, yeah, Stacy's mom, Stifler's mom. If they're in, we're going to New York to the office, and we're going to see Stifler's mom.
It was one of my favorite work-related asks when I was with NHL Network covering the Stanley Cup Final. It was Philly-Chicago when we were based in Philly that day, and somebody from the league was like, hey, can you come into New York City to do an interview with the commissioner? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? Like, what? Well, hey, why? Like, don't ask. Just tell me. Like, what am I going to do? Say no? Anyway, best part was like sitting down, getting the interview done, had the whole afternoon and stood in line. And, you know, what's the name of the off, like the Broadway ticket? When you stand there in line for the cheap tickets, cheaper tickets to the Broadway shows. Why am I blanking on this? In Times Square. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went there, got tickets to Green Day's American Idiot on Broadway. It was unbelievable. It was, I was like, how is this for great timing? So anyway.
Hey, lastly, you want to take a road trip to Lindenhurst, New York on Friday night for my birthday? Because Stifler's mom is playing there. They're Long Island people. So they're on Long Island in Lindenhurst, New York. Like, maybe we got to get up there to celebrate my birthday.
Do you know the venue from your longstanding career there?
No, I do not know the venue. This is more like Midtown. Like, this is way, this is past Massapequa. That's like, yeah, it's a little bit longer in the middle of Long Island.
You have 5 seconds to answer this. Good luck. Anton Forsberg, 15 wins or more?
Less.
With the Kings. Less? Okay.
Yes, I think he's going to have Anton Forsberg plays a maximum of 25 to 30 games. And if he gets 15 wins in 25, then it's a fantastic year for him and the Kings.
I'll take the bet. I think he has a great year with Los Angeles being the backup for Darcy Kemper. We have lots to get to. That's why we're breaking early right here on Sabres Live. Stay with us. Birthdays coming up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.